Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Thursday, December 3rd, and the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center in preparation for their game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Some of the defenders will have their hands full with Maurice Jones-Drew, the NFL leader in rushing touchdowns with 13. And safety Bernard Pollard described just why Jones-Drew has done so well in 2009.
He's a wrecking ball. You know, he deserves everything he has gotten from the Jaguars, and I mean, he's one of the top running backs in the league, and I mean, we have to come in and, you know, we're going to go in there and we're looking to shut down the running game. I really believe, you know, they're a good team, but, you know, we're a good team too, and we have to get back to our roots. You know, we've been off for the last three games, and I mean, I think we all realize, you know, we have, you know, what's at stake. You know, because it's been horrible around here. It really has. It's been horrible. But nevertheless, we're going to get back to it and get ready to play football.
When you say horrible, what are you referring to?
Well, it's just, you know, nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes to be in the position we've been in. You know, three games, we've been in all three games. And, I mean, we've lost it. You know, some way, somehow, we've found a way to lose it. But, you know, we cannot make this contagious. You know, we cannot make losing contagious. We have to find a way to get over that hump, and I mean, until we find a way, we're gonna stay in the positions that we've been in every Sunday, you know, and we have to figure out a way to win the game.
You know, with baseball teams and this sort of stuff happens, they have these closed door player only meetings.
Right.
I mean, what happens in football? I mean, you don't really hear a whole lot about that sort of thing. You talked to y'all last week that you got to get together and focus on the strong stuff and get rid of the weak.
Right.
Well, how do you do all that, or are you doing all that?
You know what? It's just as far as. We have to, you know, I'm speaking from a player perspective, and I really believe that we have to kind of, you know, fix up some things. You know, I kind of went on the field today with, you know, saying this the whole time. You know, every time I went on the field, we have to find a quick fix to get to 6-6. And, I mean, we got to find any way. You know, every man has to take upon himself because we're all, you know, we cannot get comfortable. We're all are collecting our checks. We're all having a good time, and we're enjoying the life. And at the end of the day, you know, this is a career. This is our job. This is something that, you know, our fans and the management, everybody looking forward to, for us to be in every game and for us to go far. And I really believe we have a team that can go, but we have to accept everything that comes with everything that we're getting, and we got to win.
How are they responding to what you were saying?
Everybody's responding well. You know, everybody understands, you know, what's at hand, and I mean, like I said, this is a game, but all, you know, it is a career too, and I mean, it can make you or break you. And I don't, you know, my biggest thing is, everybody, we have to realize that we have to go and play ball, because I don't care what's been done. You know, people, change is not always good, and I speak, you know, from experience, change is not always good. And you know, I try to let the guys know that we need to go out there and we need to fight. We got five games left, and there's no reason why we can't even win out. There's none whatsoever. I don't care who you put in front of us. We've played with the Colts, we've played with the Titans, and I mean, should we, you know, could we won the games? Yes, we could have, you know, but we found a way to lose it, and we got to come together and we got to fight, and we got to keep scrapping.
Why are you saying that? Changes. What were you talking about? Change is not always good.
Well, I speak with change because, you know, if something don't go right with one player, you know, well, if somebody decide to get rid of him, then, you know, then you sit on the street, or it just doesn't matter because it falls in every area, you know, from the players, from whoever. And we gotta, like I said, you know, we cannot keep finding ways to lose, because, you know, when the film is watched, they're gonna, you know, try to pinpoint whoever. And like Coach Kubiak said, you know, we cannot point the fingers, and we're not looking to point the fingers. We're looking to get better, and I really believe our team is very capable of that. But, you know, like I said, it starts in practice, and if we practice great habits and practice finishing, we can win games.
Rookie linebacker Brian Cushing also mightily impressed with Jones-Drew and the rest of the Jacksonville offense.
Stay positive the last couple weeks, so 3 weeks in.
Oh, you have to. You know, there's no option. You know, we have another good opponent this week. You know, going to their home field, and we have no option but to get the job done, especially against a divisional opponent too.
Maurice Jones-Drew, pretty tough guy to tackle. Huh?
Yeah. You know, he's a real good runner. You know, he's done a great job this year. He's already got over 1,000 yards, and you know, as a defense that prides itself on stopping the run, we have our hands full this weekend.
is going to have a five-game season, really, if the playoffs are still part of the picture. Just talk about that.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we know we have to win out. That's the biggest thing. But, of course, you want to win every game anyway. So, you know, we don't really have that option of giving a game away here or there. You know, we put ourselves in this hole, and we got to get ourselves out of it.
When you guys look at them, what did you see that first-half team that was so dominant in the second-half team? Was there anything on film that saw, or was it just intensity?
Yeah, you know, intensity and effort and things like that. You know, we could obviously pick up, you know, but we just have to play hard for four quarters, and we know that.
That's been kind of was at the beginning of the season the four-quarter problem, and you guys kind of solved it and went back.
It's kind of backwards, you know. It's kind of the other way around in the beginning. It's a little strange how the game developed, but, I mean, we got to figure that out. And when we go down to Jacksonville, we have to play all four.
With Jones, Drew, what makes him so tough to bring him down? Is it his motor or just low center of gravity?
Yeah, you know, he's a strong guy. He's low to the ground, and, you know, he runs real hard. There's no question about his talent. And, you know, he runs with passion.
Veteran defensive tackle Jeff Scanina also talked about Jones-Drew and says he doesn't know who to compare him with in his vast NFL experience.
He's a small, big guy. You know, he can start and stop on the dime. He can he'd run you over if he has to. You know, he's fast. He's got it all.
Does he remind you of anybody you've seen in your experience?
You could say because a lot of the guys aren't built like him. You know, he's different. You know, not that I can think of right now.
How's the interior part of their offensive line been playing as opposed to when you saw them last, do you think?
The same, I guess, or better. I don't know. I haven't really watched that much film yet. But once again, when you got, you know, 32, you know, and a quarterback who can run around, you know, they make plays. You know, if guys get beat, they're making plays. You know, quarterbacks, you know, you think he's sacked and boom, he pops out and he runs it for 10 yards, you know, or to the house. So, you know, they got a quarterback that helps them out a lot.
You have some of your teammates that will say every game is a must win. Every Sunday, must win, must win. But technically Sunday, if this team is going to go 10-6, this game is a must win. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kind of got ourselves in a hole, and we got to get out of it now. And from here on out, like you said, every game's a must-win.
And corner Dante Robinson says the Jacksonville offense is mighty lethal.
When you're trying to tackle him, he's fast, he's physical, he's, you know, he's not the kind of running back that you want to face.
Is it because of his thighs?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way he's built all around. You know, some guys, you know, when you look at them, you say, you can already automatically know what position they play. And he's one of those guys. Man, you look like a running back. You know, he's one of those guys. He has the big thighs. He's low to the ground. He's squatty. You know, he's just he's a powerful back, and he looks every bit of it.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com for more information about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Ball time in Houston.